Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As we head out to the fan hotline, covers a team for Cleveland.com and joins us every single Wednesday at 9:20. It's Dan Lobbany and joins us now. Dan, what's going on?
Not too much. How you doing, Jake?
Well, I was setting the bar really low last week of like, hey, just, you know, don't lose by 21, right? Maybe try to cover the spread and I'd feel all right. It's an AFC North game. Well, the Browns killed that and kind of killed my excitement for the season.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it looked like maybe they were going to cover for a little while there, but then things sort of spiraled out of control there at the end with the turnovers and defensive touchdown and all of that. But, you know, the defense held up for the most part during that one, but the Ravens were just too overwhelming.
Dan, so I'm genuinely in a spot right now where I look at it, it's hard to find a reason to be hopeful for the Browns season and actually, you know, see the forest through the trees and that the season can still be turned around. Is it too early to have that reaction, or did the Ravens really, you know, pretty much put a stamp on that one?
You know, two games feels a little early to have that reaction, but the problem is when you start to look ahead and you start to figure out, okay, how do they start to turn this around? It's hard to really find a path forward because obviously they have this game on Sunday against a Packers team that in some ways I think is better than that Ravens team that they played on Sunday. You know, even a team like Minnesota, who they play in London in a few weeks, that's a team that struggled offensively, but they're going to have kind of the travel advantage and the rest advantage because they'll have been over there for a week already. You know, Detroit after this week is going to be a tough matchup. It's just hard to sort of look ahead and just find the ways this team can turn it around in the win column.
Dan, help me break it down. We watched Joe not look good on Sunday. Where did it all go wrong? What happened that you went from game plan, what should have went right for the Browns, to what ultimately ended up in a collapse and the Browns not being able to score many points?
I just think it was a totally different defense. I mean, I think you have to really look at that Cincinnati defense they played. And you see a team that you can kind of get whatever you want against that defense. Now, they've been opportunistic. They forced a couple more turnovers against Jacksonville, but they still gave up a ton of points to the Jaguars. They gave up a ton of yards. The Bengals should have lost that game, but there was a fourth down drop that might have put that game away for Jacksonville. So I think what happened is they played a Cincinnati defense that is really easy to operate against, and then they turned around and they played a Ravens defense that certainly has some flaws, but is really physical, knows what they want to do. I think they sat on that run game a little bit. I think they sat on some of the short stuff a little bit, and they just weren't scared of this Browns passing attack.
Now, Kevin Stefanski was very quick to rule out the idea that there could be a quarterback change for week three. Should that have been, you know, deliberated on and been a conversation going into this week that maybe Dylan Gabriel should be taking over the offense?
I don't think the time is right against this Packers team. I'm not always a fan of kind of putting on the kid gloves with a quarterback, but I think to throw him out there against this Packers defense that has been so good against first the Lions and then the Commanders, you know, I mean, they really made two pretty good offenses look really incompetent in those first two games that they played. I think it's a good idea to stick with Joe. And the reality is, I mean, the one thing we know about Kevin Stefanski over his now 6 years as the coach of this team, he does not have a quick hook with quarterbacks. So, you know, maybe people want to see him make a change. Maybe after this week, people will want to see him make a change. I think it might take a lot for him to actually make a change. Now, if Joe keeps turning the ball over, that's the one thing that Kevin really has trouble abiding. So we'll see if that changes. But this is a head coach that has always had a very long leash with his starting quarterbacks.
Hey, Dan, we talk about the defenses and how the Ravens obviously outmatched what the Bengals were able to put out. The Packers would definitely be more on par with where the Ravens are at, if not in a better spot. Does Kevin need to change the game plan and maybe go as far to try to turn Joe loose and see if they can get an explosive play instead of playing the conservative game they've been playing over the first 2 weeks?
You know, in theory, maybe yes. But the problem is that the way the Packers play and the fact that the Browns just don't have a lot of explosive playmakers. I mean, they've got Jerry Jeudy, and frankly, he's struggling. He's been dropping passes. He's been really inconsistent in these first two games. But, you know, they have the two tight ends, but David Njoku has been pretty quiet in these first two games. Harold Fannin has been good, but he's a rookie. He's still developing. They don't have a lot of big playability in that passing game. So I think that's one thing. And the other thing is the Packers, I mean, they get after you. I mean, they can rush the passer as well as any team in the league. Micah Parsons still really hasn't been fully unleashed. I think that Kevin has to sort of balance this idea of maybe you do want to push the ball down the field, but this is a Packers defense. It doesn't really give you much time to push the ball down the field. So I think that's a complicated ask this week.
Dan Lobby, Cleveland.com with this here on the hotline. Dan, we've seen him for 2 weeks. Is there still hope in your eyes that the offense can actually figure something out and turn it around and look like even a middle-of-the-pack offense, or have they shown enough to say they're going to be bad, but they can at least be good enough to win games?
You know, I don't want to overreact to two games, but I'm kind of thinking about what I saw during training camp and in these two games. I never saw an offense that I thought was going to be some great explosive offense that was going to score a bunch of points and put up a bunch of yards. This was a team that if they were going to win, I didn't think they were going to win that much to begin with, but if they were going to win, it was going to be because of their defense, and it was going to be because of their run game. And also it was going to be because they were good on special teams, which that was another issue on Sunday. So I think the hope is that maybe they can get this run game figured out a little bit. Quinshon Judkins is back. You did see that he just kind of looks a little different than everybody else when he runs the football on this roster. So there's hope there. They've got to get this front and this blocking figured out. I think there's been issues there too. But if you're expecting this offense to suddenly turn into something completely different than what we've seen this first 2 weeks, I just don't think it's going to happen. Now, they can be better, but better means, you know, maybe they can get to 20, 22 points a little easier. But they're really going to need to rely on their run game and their defense to start winning games if it's going to happen.
You bring up Quinshon Judkins. Generally, how do you think he looked? And I know Kevin kind of ruled out saying that he's going to be the lead back this week, but do you expect a much heavier workload for Quinshon?
I do. And then look, I mean, the reality is he started that game last week. And yes, they were splitting carries, and we saw some Jerome Ford and some Dylan Sampson and all of that. But we're going to see that workload gradually increase week by week. And I think this week we're going to see much more Quinshon Judkins than we do any of the other guys. And I think we'll see Dylan Sampson in more of that pass-catching role. I'm going to guess we're going to see a little bit less of Jerome Ford because of that. But, yeah, I think Quinshon Judkins is essentially your lead back at this point. It's just a matter of making sure you don't push it a little too far. But I think they're ready to hand the reins to him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I have to ask, DeJuan Jones leaves the game in the middle because of what was dehydration, and it was hot out. It was about 85 degrees down on the field, or in Baltimore that day, probably hotter down on the field. I get it's hot out there, but it does feel like this is one where DeJuan has to be out there if he's, you know, healthy beyond injury for about every down he can be, no?
So this was strange. And yes, look, if you're the starting left tackle for a football team, you got to play every snap. All the other four linemen played every snap. You got to play every snap. But this was a strange one because the way DeJuan explained it to us is they went into this game with a plan to rotate him and make to avoid some of that heat exhaustion. So he actually wasn't showing any symptoms. He wasn't dehydrated. It was just part of a plan to make sure they were managing him because of the heat. Now, he's had some heat issues before with the Browns. He left the week two game last year with cramps. This summer, I think it was July 30th, that was like day six or seven at camp, he actually got carted off on a really hot day. He was riding in the passenger side. It's not like he was laid out on the back of the car, but he rode out of practice on a cart and was having some heat issues. So there is a history there. So the coaching staff kind of went into this with the idea of, okay, third series of the first half, third series of the second half, we're going to rotate DeJuan Jones out, try to preserve him, try to make sure that heat doesn't get to him. That being said, so it wasn't DeJuan's choice, but that being said, DeJuan does need to be out there, and they've got to figure this out to where, like, Sunday it's going to be hot again. And are they going to do this again on Sunday? You can't do this every week with your starting left tackle.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking for DeJuan Jones. I mean, especially in the second half. First half, one thing. The second half, the game was 10-3. I mean, it was a close game. I mean, maybe I think the Ravens had put up one extra score by then. But still, like, so much in reach. I feel like DeJuan definitely gives me a better shot, at least from what I've seen early on, than Levison. I feel like DeJuan needs to, you know, be my guy there.
Yeah, well, and that drive in the second half, it was weird because I went back and looked at it, and, you know, he sat out the first seven snaps of that drive, and then he came back in for the last four. That was actually the drive when Flacco fumbled and Roquan Smith had the return for a touchdown. So even in that case, it's not like he sat out a whole drive. He only sat out seven plays. It's a bizarre situation. Even though I understood the explanation, it's still a bizarre situation.
Dan Lobby, Cleveland.com, with us here on the hotline. Dan, we touched a little bit on Jerry Jeudy. I've asked you a couple of is-it-too-early questions. I'll ask you one more. Too early to be concerned for Jerry Jeudy, or the drop's a legitimate problem right now?
I don't think it is too early. Well, no, I do think it is. Sorry, I got confused there. I do think it is too early to be concerned about Jerry Jeudy. I think he deserves a little bit more of a leash just because of what he did last year. And it's important to remember, Jeudy has had drop issues. This is something that, you know, a few years ago in Denver, he had some big drop issues. And last year, I don't remember exactly where he ranked in drops according to PFF, but he was up there. Now, there's a lot of other guys like a Jamar Chase who has drop issues. And, you know, when you look at guys who lead the league in drops, a lot of times it's really highly productive, highly targeted receivers. Now, that's not to excuse the start that Jeudy's off to, because his drops have been pretty bad this year. But you kind of live with that a little bit with him as long as he's producing. So I'm willing to give Jeudy a little more time here to kind of morph back into the Jerry Jeudy that we saw last year.
All right, let's flip things and look a little bit of the defense. How much room do we have from looking at what Miles did in the offseason and requesting a trade, Denzel's comments off of that, and now you've started out with the offense not putting up points through the first 2 weeks. Is there a ton of room before the defense starts to show that frustration again, or are we right around the corner?
You know, these guys have generally been pretty good about saying the right things and not, you know, obviously what happened this offseason happened, but at least in the season, during games, I'm thinking back to 2021 when the offense was struggling with Baker Mayfield. they just continued to say the right things, like, you know, we're just going to do our job. It's our job to get the ball back to the offense, all of that. And so I think that'll continue for a while. But look, if this defense is, if it continues to be the best or second best or whatever, a top five defense, and they're in situations where they're keeping this football team in games against an opponent like the Baltimore Ravens, and the offense isn't doing anything, that frustration has to build. And I don't know if that manifests itself in, you know, Myles Garrett revisiting that trade request at the end of the year. I would be surprised if Denzel Ward ever just actually asked out something like that. But, you know, at some point this offense has to hold up its end of the bargain. And I wouldn't blame these guys, even if they don't say it out loud, I wouldn't blame this defense if they got frustrated by it.
The Kevin Stefanski and the Browns preached a ton of confidence, saying that they believed in Andre Schmidt all week long. Did they show that confidence to you against Baltimore?
I was surprised. He played pretty well. I mean, he made his kicks, and they, you know, he looked good in warmups. It seemed like they trusted him, and they stood behind him. So, you know, we'll see. Now he's got to come back to Cleveland, which, of course, is where he missed those two kicks. It's one of the hardest stadiums to kick in. It has certainly destroyed a lot of kickers' confidence. So let's see what he does this week against the Packers. But, you know, I guess at least for this week, they get to take a little bit of a victory lap on Andre Schmidt. Now, unfortunately, you know, Bubba Ventrone's not going to be able to sit up there tomorrow and take many victory laps because the rest of the special teams wasn't very good. But it turns out, at least for this week, standing behind the kicker was the right move.
All right, let's look ahead. Week 3 against the Packers coming up on Sunday. Dan, do you give them any chance to win in this game?
I don't, you know, and again, I guess you always have that little sliver of like we talked about last week, right? That any given Sunday, crazy things happen in the NFL. I mean, you could argue the 3 games they won last year, 2 of them, nobody gave them any chance. So, you know, you win games all the time that you weren't supposed to, but the reality is you just look at this matchup on paper, and unless this defense finally starts forcing some turnovers, continues to dominate like it's dominated, maybe the defense scores or something. I mean, they're going to need some weird things to happen to even have a chance to win this game. I keep my first instinct was this game could look a little bit like that Dallas game in week 1 last year. And maybe it's just because of Micah Parsons. I don't know. Maybe that's why I keep thinking about that. But I feel like this could be that type of game.
You bring up Micah Parsons. I mean, we watched Joe Flacco basically have to try to run for his life. And let me tell you, that's not a pretty sight. But away from Roquan Smith in a Ravens defensive line, how do the Browns make corrections? Can they make corrections against a defense that has guys like Quay Walker and Rashawn Gary and Micah Parsons?
I mean, that's the thing about this team. It's like right now, Micah Parsons is just like a toy for them. He, you know, they're still kind of working him in and trying to figure him out. And maybe with this 10 days rest, this little mini bye, they're going to be able to really use him more. So that's the scary thing. This pass rush has been so good for them, and they still haven't completely unleashed Micah Parsons. This is about the worst situation to be in if you're an offensive line trying to figure out how to keep your quarterback clean. It will help if they can get Jack Conklin back and keep DeJuan Jones on the field. But if they can get Jack Conklin back on the right side, you know, he was at practice today. He was limited. It looked like he was close-ish to going on Sunday. They went through warm-ups. They did work him out before that game. So if they can get Conklin back, that'll help. But Micah Parsons just causes problems because he can line up anywhere and go against anybody. So he's going to find your weak spot, and he's just going to attack it.
All right, Dan, last one before we get you out of here. If we're looking at this harder team to defend against, the offense, are you going the Ravens last week or the Packers this week?
Oh, man. Weirdly, for most teams, I would say the Ravens, because Lamar Jackson is Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, like they're so unique, and you just don't see that very often if you're a defense. For the Browns, for whatever reason, and maybe it's just because they're used to those guys, they seem to do okay against that offense. Again, obviously the dam broke last week, and they end up giving up 41. One of them, of course, was a defensive touchdown. So I actually think for this group, even though Jordan Love is not the quarterback that Lamar Jackson is, I think this is a tougher group for the Browns to defend, because even with Jaden Reed sidelined, they've still got a bunch of weapons. Jordan Love can distribute the ball. They can run the ball with Josh Jacobs. Specific to this matchup, I actually think this is a tougher matchup for the Browns than the Ravens.
well, that's going to be a painful week three then for Browns fans. But Dan, we appreciate all the insight as always. I look forward to talking to you next week, even though I can almost guarantee it's not going to be a positive conversation.
We'll just play this one back.
Yeah, just run this one right back and just I'll edit out every time we said Ravens and replace it with Packers. We'll be all right.
Yeah, there we go.
We appreciate you, Dan.
All right, thanks a lot.
Dan Lavi, Cleveland.com with us there on the Fan Hotline. We'll react what he had to say.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.